Good afternoon. The gardener accused of starting the fire, which destroyed over 8,000 hectares on the Costa del Sol in August 2012 and caused €39.6 million worth of damage, is facing 7.5 years in prison. The fire was also the cause of the death of a German man who was found dead in his home. A German couple were seriously burned and a Belgian woman and her two daughters were also injured. The fire was detected on August the 30th at 7 p.m. from a surveillance tower in Coyne. It was finally put out on September the 4th after devastating areas of six towns in the province. The accused man was carrying out maintenance work at the home of a Belgian man as a gardener. Without requesting a permit, he lit a fire on the property to burn cuttings. He then left the area and the fire caught dry grasses, spread to garage doors and then to a tool shed. The hot wind caused it to spread even further and it reached as far as the coast. More than 5,000 people were evacuated from their homes. The public prosecutor details 347 people or businesses that were damaged or destroyed. The fire also affected underground water in the area. The gardener is charged with reckless behaviour, involuntary manslaughter and involuntary bodily harm. The suspected leader of Sevilla's most powerful drug gang has been arrested after a massive police operation that spanned months. The alleged ringleader of the criminal network had been on the run since August, but was arrested on November the 18th in Dos Hermanas. His arrest marked the conclusion of Operation Garden, that targeted the gang and has seized some €1.5 million worth of cocaine since the summer. Police say the gang operated a complex network of trafficking and dealers, importing drugs directly from South America and distributing them nationwide, as well as across Sevilla province. They laundered their profits through luxury car dealerships, bars and stables, which were also targeted by police raids. The number of people registered as jobless in Spain edged up by 0.66% in November from a month earlier. Registered job seekers rose by 25,269, leaving 3.9 million people out of work. The increase, which is lower than the average for the last 12 years, shows that flexibility measures have cushioned the impact of the second wave of coronavirus, so the Labour Minister Yolanda Díaz tweeted. November's data marks the second month with a slight increase in unemployment after a dip in September, thanks to a hiring spree in education and the civil service coinciding with the start of the academic year. And three people between 18 and 20 were arrested in Algeciras for allegedly breaking into a house and stealing watches valued at €12,000, which have since been recovered. They allegedly entered the house at night through a window when the occupants were sleeping. They also took a wallet containing some €600. One of the men was arrested after he attempted to flee from the police when he saw them in an unmarked car on the street. The watches were found in their homes where they were keeping them before selling them. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.